The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, July 14th, 2008, and Presidential Release number 363. Once again, the after-convention presidential release is being made on Bastille Day. That's the 14th day of July, and it's the day that the prisoners broke out of the Bastille during the French Revolution. So, happy Bastille Day to all of you. Before we got to the convention, Miriam Rio, who works here at the National Center for the Blind with Joanne Wilson, had a baby on the 11th day of May, which turns out to be Mother's Day. So this new child congratulated her mother by being born on Mother's Day itself. Her name is Sophia Carolina, and she weighed 7 pounds and 14 ounces and was 20 inches long, and she's in fine shape, and so is her mom. I spoke with her mom afterwards, and I have had the good fortune to be able to hold Sophia a bit, and she was very peaceful during the time that I talked with her. Congratulations to Miriam Rio and to Sophia. I should tell you that Ty Tomasi, I have reason to believe, was married on March 8th to Lance Bloss. So it is no longer Ty Tomasi, but Ty Bloss. She currently lives in the state of Iowa. She's lived in a number of states. I think the one she called home when I first met her was Vermont, and she's lived in a good many since that time. Congratulations to Ty and to Lance. The convention has occurred. It finished up on the 5th day of July, which is a wee bit more than a week ago now, and a magnificent Jim Dandy convention it was. We had many, many activities during the convention. One of them was that we talked about progress in the reading machine. This is the pocket-sized reader. We came out with a reader on a telephone, which is the telephone that reads, and that telephone is the N82, which you can then load the KNFB reader onto. And we had some very special convention offerings for KNFB readers. Not only did we have things at the convention, but there are certain matters with respect to this telephone that reads that go beyond the convention. Jim Gashel is a vice president of KNFB Reading Technologies, and here he is to talk about the telephone that reads Go Totally Mobile. Here's Jim Gashel.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. And I appreciate Dr. Maurer's last remark. We're going totally mobile at KNFB Reading Technology. And that's because we really have the only very small portable reader that is completely portable. We're not dependent on having a computer connection or anything like that. We are all the way mobile, as we say, go totally mobile. And in fact, we're ready to go totally globally mobile. Ray Kurzweil at the convention made one of his usual very excellent presentations on Thursday afternoon and also at the banquet. It was Friday afternoon. It's really convention Thursday. He demonstrated language translation. We now have the KNFB Reader Mobile running with 9 different languages. I'd tell you all of them, but I can't remember all of them. Certainly French and Spanish and German and Italian, Finnish, Dutch, Portuguese, and a few others that I haven't mentioned yet. And there will be more languages. But of course, those are in readers that simply speak those languages when they see the text written in those languages. But he also demonstrated language translation. So if you look at a document written in French, it can read it in English. And he did that. A Wikipedia announcement about rundown on the country of France. So this was, truly revolutionary to be able to demonstrate on the fly language translation. So I've had a lot of questions. People say, well, is this now part of the product? How do I download the software to have this wonderful new capability? The answer is this software is still technically in development. It's at the point where we can demonstrate it, but not quite at the point yet where we can release it. That will come within weeks, not months now, but within weeks. We will have, in addition to other languages available, language translation available. So the KNFB Reader Mobile just continues to get better and better and better. Not only that, but the National Federation of the Blind has made a special arrangement with T-Mobile. And this is truly a wonderful opportunity for anyone who wants to sign up for phone service as along with having the KNFB Reader Mobile. You can do that and get a $100 reduction, or that is a credit, against any phone service with T-Mobile. So right off the top, they're going to give you $100 free worth of phone service if you sign up with the special promotion code, and I'll give you that code in a second. And in addition to that, 10% off each month, month after month after month. Now they make a small contribution back to the National Federation of the Blind, so you can do good for all of us while you're doing good for yourself if you sign up with T-Mobile. And there's a special telephone number you can use to do that. By the way, you can get information about this program by looking at the nfb.org website, and there's a link to the T-Mobile promotion for the KNFB reader. And you can also then go to the T-Mobile site through that link and learn all about this. And you'll find the special toll-free number to use to sign up. That is 1-866-464-8662. That's 1-866-464-8662. And when you do call that number, that's a number at T-Mobile, you should refer to the following promotion code to get the deal that I just mentioned. And that promotion code is 9737-TMOFAV. That's 9737-TMOFAV. And again, that's $100 off at the beginning of your phone service with T-Mobile. And it take them a little bit to put that through. I think about 60 days before you see that credit reflected on your new T-Mobile service. And then you get 10% off month after month after month. So this is a wonderful opportunity to get some very good quality phone service. And frankly, I'm a T-Mobile customer. I won't get the special deal because I can't add new service at this point. But I use T-Mobile, go all over the U.S. and even outside the country. Everything just works great. So please consider doing this along with getting the KNFB Reader Mobile, and you too can be totally globally mobile. Thank you very much, Dr. Maurer.
Thank you, Jim. At the convention, we had changes in certain elements of it. I announced, for example, that next year we would have the final day of the convention be Banquet Day, and I didn't get a lot of objection to that, so this is what we're going to do. Also, we had certain changes on the board of directors. Now, we had on the board some folks who have been serving for a considerable time, and as the board develops, then new people come on the board. So the position of second vice president was filled this time by Ron Brown of Indiana, and the position then that he held was vacant. We had two new people come onto the board, and that was John Fritz of Wisconsin and Patty Chang of Illinois. But to fill the position that had been held by Ron Brown, we have a brand new board member, Jim Gashel. So it is delightful to have him working on the KNFB Reader, but it is also good to have him on the board of directors. At the convention, he said that after all these years, he finally got a vote. Beyond that, maybe you could tell us, Jim, how to get one of these readers so that you can own it yourself. If you want to buy one, where do you go?
Well, thank you again, Dr. Maurer. What an honor this is to participate in this presidential release, along with being on the board. Now, I'm kind of minded of the fact that Don Capps was the senior board member for quite a number of years. I think I'm the junior board member, and it's really a pleasure to be on the board now. After 43 years of participating in the National Federation of the Blind, coming to conventions, it was partly in jest, but also I wanted to say that what a privilege and an honor it is for me, and one that, as I said at the convention, a moment in time that I will never forget, having the opportunity to accept being on the board of the National Federation of the Blind, which is a responsibility that I will promise to do everything I can to uphold. And thank you very much to all of you for voting for me to be on the board. That was really nice of you. And I'll step up to the plate. Now, as far as buying the KNFB Reader Mobile, because I also mentioned the convention that I had, you know, sort of gone corporate, as I put it, gone over to the dark side. So we're going to throw in the commercial information here. You can buy the KNFB Reader Mobile by going to our website. That is knfbreader.com. That's knfbreader.com. And going to our How to Purchase link. And what you're going to find under that page is a combo box where you can simply write in your state or your country, if you're hearing this release outside the country, and you put in your state or your country, and our information for your nearest dealer or dealers will pop right up for you. So just let us know where you're located, and you can find a dealer that way. You can also call us at 1-877-547-1500. That's KNFB Reading Technology, 1-877-547-1500. We'll be happy to help you locate a dealer. And we have approximately 40 dealers in the United States and dealers serving much, not all, but almost all of the rest of the world. And as we add new languages, of course, we'll add new dealers to serve those areas served by those languages. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Jim, for that. I have my KNFB Reader right here, and it is a delightful machine. I, as they used to say about certain credit cards, don't leave home without it. At the convention, we had a number of other activities besides progress in the technology that we have helped to build. One of the things that happened on the first full day of convention session was our March for Independence. The March for Independence, this is the second one, was, I think, the most successful that we've had. We certainly had great publicity from it. It was on the internet throughout the United States and no doubt throughout the world. Before the day was over, it went up there almost instantly. And at the march, we had the head of the Mint who came and helped us to unveil the Louis Braille silver dollar, which will be sold in 2009 to commemorate and honor the work of Louis Braille. It has on it actual full-sized official Braille. It says BRL, which is the abbreviation in the Braille system for the word Braille, which would be B-R-A-I-L-L-E, and it also has a capital letter sign in front of the B indicating that this is a capital name for Braille, who is the person who invented the Braille system. Those silver dollars will be available next year, and in a moment I have an announcement from Fred Schroeder, who is chairing our effort to deal with the silver dollar, which is being struck in honor of Louis Braille and which is also intended to bring the focus of the country to the importance of Braille literacy for blind people. Another element that occurred at our national convention involved our first president and the founder of the National Federation of the Blind, Dr. Jacobus Tenbroek. I talked about Dr. Tenbroek in the presidential report. One of the things that happened was that he was a constitutional scholar and a lawyer. Dr. Tenbroek wanted the blind and the otherwise disabled to be well represented in the annals of the law, and he worked hard to ensure that that would happen. In 1966, he wrote a piece which appeared in the California Law Review called The Right to Live in the World, The Disabled, and the Law of Torts. The Law of Torts is the law involving civil wrongs, which is a primary method for people to be compensated for injuries that happen to them. Dr. Tenbroek argued that the blind and otherwise disabled should have the same rights under the law that other people do, but he said that the judges had not paid attention. They did not know about the specialized needs of blind people or other disabled people, and they didn't take account of them in considering what they would do with respect to the rights of disabled people. This last April, we held the Jacobus Tenbroek Law Symposium. That symposium brought the brightest minds together that are from any place in the nation dealing with disability law. One of the elements of the law symposium was a video about the life of Dr. Tenbroek. This is a 17-minute video, and it was startling in the portrayal of the importance of Dr. Tenbroek's work. We have always known about how important Dr. Tenbroek was to the lives of blind and disabled people, but many of us have thought that we had understood this while other people had not. And yet, from lawyers from throughout the country, you had the importance of Dr. Tenbroek's work repeated many, many times. We took this video and showed it to the convention. It is a moving video and a startling one. And it will be available here after a while for distribution. After that video, we had presentations about the importance of the work of Dr. Tenbroek. Lou Ann Blake of our staff here put the law symposium together, and she made a presentation which was elegant in its form. And then we had a presentation from a professor of law who runs a disability center. And finally on the panel, we had Dutch Tenbroek. This is Dr. Tenbroek's son who came to the convention to talk to us about his dad and what his dad had meant to him, to the blind of the nation and the world, and to disabled people and those who needed representation from every walk of life and every community. It was a dramatically fascinating, delightful part of the convention, and we will have the Dr. Tenbroek video available in the not-too-distant future. And thinking of the March for Independence and the Louis Braille coin, I have this announcement from Fred Schroeder, which says, the NFB Braille Readers Are Leaders coin and literacy campaign was launched on July 2nd with the unveiling of the design of the Louis Braille commemorative silver dollar by the U.S. Mint. Visit braille.org to learn more about the campaign and how you can get involved. Be sure to fill out the form to receive the latest information on the campaign and the availability of the coin. We are looking for members who have connections to celebrities and corporate executives who might become ambassadors in our campaign. If you have contact that you could share, please get in touch with Fred Schroeder at F. Schroeder, that's F-S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, at nfb.org. One of the things that happened at this convention is that we put a lot of the convention on the internet. We did what they call streaming of the convention. We did some of it, the banquet I know, and some other parts of the convention I understand, so that if you had been tuned in on your computer, for those of you who were not able to come to the convention, we had portions of the convention broadcast live as they occurred. I hope that those of you who were not able to come to the convention were able to get a chance to look at the convention on computer connections. And I would like to hear from you if you did, because we will undoubtedly do it again next year. We have the technology now, I believe, to do it, or if we don't have it, we'll soon have it. We had it at the convention, and I think we will be able to have it full time here shortly so that we can get a good deal up on the internet. And speaking of putting things on the internet, I have here an announcement from Mark Riccobono, which tells us this: Straight Talk About Vision Loss is an internet-based video series hosted by Mark Riccobono that highlights the National Federation of the Blind through the programs of our Jernigan Institute. Guests on the show are frequently Federation members who are visiting the National Center for the Blind. We want to expand the program by spotlighting short video segments offered to us by our members from throughout the country. Do you have a short public awareness piece that you would like to create and get onto Straight Talk? Or maybe your chapter is undertaking a project that you would like people to know about. Capture digital video of your project and send it to us in care of Mark Riccobono. Please be sure to continue to send ideas for topics to be covered on the program. You can send your program ideas to M. Riccobono, that's M-R-I-C-C-O-B-O-N-O, at nfb.org. Also, when you're coming to the National Center, it would be good for you to let Mark Riccobono know that you're coming, so that if there is a Straight Talk opportunity, he and you can prepare to set aside the time to make the recording that we can get onto the internet. Before the convention, we were working to get funds for the National Library Service digital talking book conversion. The Legislative Branch Appropriations Committee met and agreed to put $34.5 million into this program. If this passes through the House and the Senate, it will then change this four-year program, which last year we were afraid might become a six-year program of conversion, and which might mean that we would lose millions of books that would not become available to blind people. It would change it to a three-year program, this year being the first of them. 2008, we will have the first of the digital talking book machines. Before the end of the year, Mr. Silke told us at the National Convention, and we will have a number of digital talking books available. If this appropriation remains at this level, and if it then continues at the same level next year, it will take us 3 years to convert to this new talking book program, And I must say the new talking books that I have tried have been excellent. They're small, they are lightweight, they are robust, and they are easy to use and easy to hear, and you don't have all of the problems that people often have with tape. It never gets tangled up, it never spills out and is impossible to use, it never is good on one side but not on the other side, it just works like a charm. I'm pleased to be able to tell you that all of the work that we did brought us to $34.5 million. This brings me, after expressing the view that the convention was magnificent, and I'm delighted to have had the opportunity to meet so many of you at the convention, and I'm sorry I missed all the ones I missed, but I'm looking forward to meeting you at the next convention or at some other events of the Federation, to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the customary endings. Dick Davis of Minnesota says, four fonts walked into a bar, but the bartender shouted, "Get out! We don't want your type in here." Terry Uttermolen of Maryland says, "Did Noah keep his bees in archives?" Ron Metney of Maryland says, "There are definitions of certain words. For example, macadam is the first man in the Scottish Bible. Or abdicate means giving up on the improbable idea of ever having a flat stomach."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.